The stirrings of home and feelings of homecoming are strong this time of year. Anything can trigger it. That song playing in the background as you shop, those photos from the 80s that your clever aunt rebooted on Facebook, even what's on your plate or the food cravings on your mind. And around here, no type of restaurant dials into that quite like the New Orleans neighborhood joint. You know them by heart. They are casual and family-friendly. In the way they taste, look, and sound, they convey a sense of place. Namely this one, New Orleans. If you've been away from home for a bit, or just haven't parked yourself in front of a traditional New Orleans meal in a while, the flavors can be evocative. What's been so interesting lately, though, is how the same familiar tale is sometimes told in new ways. That's right, even the New Orleans neighborhood joint is getting some new ideas. Some are the result of fine dining chefs shifting down, which has the tendency to rev up casual New Orleans flavors. Two examples arrived just this fall. There's Rosedale, a restaurant from Chef Susan Spicer that's tucked away down a little nook of a side street in Navarre between Mid-City and Lakeview. Not too far away, a new seafood restaurant called Station 6 opened in an old seafood hub, Bucktown. The chef here is Allison Vega, who's best known for Vega Tapas Cafe, which she ran before Katrina. Now she and her family are serving a modern take on Louisiana comfort food, which starts with seafood but keeps the fryer in the background. There are more in neighborhoods all around the area. In Gentilly, go see Chef Jordan Ruiz at the Munch Factory for a traditional Creole gumbo on one side of the equation, and on the other, tuna tacos, debris fries, and beignets drizzled with condensed milk. Uptown, on Ferrette Street, the Hi-Hat Cafe has been a go-to for New Orleans flavor, with a deep South backbeat and a lighter hand on the specials board. Go find Jason Scyther out in Harahan at Scyther's Seafood for backyard-style boiled crawfish, but also seafood platters that look like they've had a visit to the sushi bar and the Tex-Mex taqueria on the way to your plate. It's original, compelling, and ready for the sriracha. Meanwhile, Bevy Seafood Company has twice now taken over traditional seafood markets and rejuvenated them with a recipe that feels as carefully measured as the boil seasoning. In Metairie and in Mid-City, you'll find Bevy's way with po'boys, snacks, and seafood shop takeaway food readily familiar, but just different enough to stand out from the standards. To be clear, none of this means casting off the old favorites. The classics have history, and we have histories with them, and you can't just spin that out of nothing. But what I like about this new generation of neighborhood joints is that while they manage to feel current and modern, and yes, potentially a tad lighter, they don't feel like they were just dropped off from the restaurant concept factory. They feel like they belong in New Orleans and were created by New Orleans. And that, after all, is what makes a restaurant in this town feel at home. Get details on all the restaurants I just mentioned at wwno.org.